KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see some areas of patchy fog in the region, otherwise expecting lots of sunshine and highs close to 55. And winds will stay from the southwest at 5 to 10. And then for tonight, we'll see lots of cloud cover, lows near 35. And then for Thursday, we'll see some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and highs in the middle 50s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now, 45.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The disaster assistance spending measure that had been watched for carefully by producers who were hit hard by natural disasters. Producers in California, Florida, Texas, and even Puerto Rico lost crops and livestock because of wildfires and hurricanes last year. America's dairy and cotton producers also have been looking for subsidy increases because of a serious economic downturn. The bill contained a total of $89 billion in disaster aid, $3.5 billion of which is intended for agriculture. The majority of that money is ad hoc disaster assistance. A smaller portion of that money is intended to expand emergency USDA programs, like those for livestock, conserving watersheds, and repairing the department's facilities. House and Senate leaders were hoping to get a deduction that incentivized farmers to sell their products to agriculture cooperatives rather than private companies that would make the cut, but it wasn't written into the Republican tax overhaul and didn't make it into the bipartisan budget bill. Lawmakers say they will continue working on that with grain industry to find a solution. Some serious challenges remain to be overcome before Canada will ever sign off on a renegotiated North America Free Trade Agreement. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, says hardline demands for reforms from the U.S. are the biggest of those challenges. She told the House of Common Foreign Affairs Committee that Canada will only accept a deal that is in their nation's best interest. Talks of modernizing the 1994 NAFTA agreement have slowed, with Canada and Mexico struggling to address some of the proposed changes from the U.S. Freeland said serious issues remain, particularly in terms of unconventional U.S. proposals, and Canada will only accept an agreement that's in their best interest and respects Canadian values. Canada's Prime Minister weighed in on the discussion, saying Canada might be better off not signing an updated NAFTA deal rather than simply signing a bad one. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA. Embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute the future farmers of America. Blue Valley Trailers, St. Gordon & Associates, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Parker Seed, Rockingham Trailer Sales, and Titan Trailer Manufacturing.
Hi, I'm Brady Trimble with the Valley Heights FFA chapter. I'm a junior here at Valley Heights, so this is my third year in FFA. I am currently our chapter president, and I'm also a Northeast District officer as well. And FFA has been a good experience for me over my years because it has helped me tremendously with not only excelling in my education, but in communication skills as well.
Hi, my name is Wesley Denton. I am 16 years old. I go to Valley Heights High School and am currently involved in the Valley Heights FFA chapter. I go to various competitions such as opening and closing ceremonies, livestock judging, poultry judging, and many other competitions. I've learned that hard work and dedication goes a long ways, and that is an important part of in the agriculture industry is working hard and the fun that comes along with being in FFA and meeting new people and the fun things you can do.
We salute the future farmers of America. Blue Valley Trailers, St. Gordon & Associates, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Parker Seed, Rockingham Trailer Sales,
and Titan Trailer Manufacturing.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas congresswoman has introduced legislation that would help a man who is fighting efforts by the U.S. to deport him to Bangladesh. The bill that Representative Lynn Jenkins introduced yesterday would provide for the relief of 55-year-old Saeed Jamal. U.S. immigration officials put Jamal on a plane bound for his native country Monday before an immigration panel granted a temporary stay in the case. His attorney said he was taken off the flight when it stopped to refuel in Honolulu. Government attorneys have indicated they are coordinating efforts to bring Jamal to the Kansas City area. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has picked Tracy Mann to serve as the state's next lieutenant governor. The governor announced his appointment during a Kansas Livestock Association dinner in Topeka last night. 41-year-old Tracy Mann is a commercial real estate broker and a farmer from Salina. He will be on the gubernatorial ticket when Collier seeks a full four-year term this year. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Mark your calendars for February 24th. That's the date for Stratford Angus annual sale at Pratt Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Getting underway at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Stratford Angus will offer 200 Angus bulls for sale, along with 500 quality replacement heifers. Included in the 200 bulls will be 75 yearling bulls, 75 18-month-old bulls, along with 50 2-year-old bulls. All bulls come with free delivery and board until you're ready to use them. Stratford bulls have an average yearling EPD of 117 and a weaned dollar value of 68. Some of the best in the nation. Stratford Angus understands what cattle feeders are wanting, and Stratford Angus sired cattle are tailored to fit those needs. Steve Stratford is in the marketplace weekly buying cattle and feeding cattle, so you can guarantee Stratford sire cattle will be filling those needs. Text or email for any information you may need about the upcoming sale. Steve and the crew at Pratt Livestock look forward to seeing you there.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says that U.S. 54 and Ford County Road 125 are closed due to a deadly crash. Authorities say that two people died in the crash that occurred this morning. KSN reports westbound traffic is being detoured at Buckland via U.S. 400. Eastbound traffic is being detoured at Mineola via U.S. 283. Troopers are asking drivers to avoid the area while crews work to clear the scene. The family of a female student who was beaten outside the Olathe North High School by two school employees has settled its lawsuit against the school district. The Kansas City Star reports a lawsuit filed last year in federal court indicates a student identified as Jane Doe had been threatened by another girl whose mother worked at the school. In February of 2016, the victim was outside the school when the fighting began with the other girl and two female school employees. The two employees were fired and later found guilty in Johnson County of battery. They were placed on probation. The details of the settlement are confidential because the girl is a minor. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska judge has dismissed a lawsuit that claimed the 2016 vote to reinstate the death penalty was invalid because Governor Ricketts helped bankroll the petition drive to place the issue on the ballot. A judge rejected the lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of 8 of Nebraska's 11 death row inmates. The inmates also argued unsuccessfully that their sentence defaulted to life terms when lawmakers voted to abolish capital punishment in 2015. A woman has been charged in Nebraska with bilking thousands of dollars from people she met on dating websites, including more than $279,000 from one Omaha victim. Douglas County jail records say that 38-year-old Julie Calloway was taken into custody yesterday and is charged with two counts of theft by deception. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A presentation was heard on a new homeownership incentive program coordinated through the North Central Regional Planning Commission in cooperation with local banks that will assist qualified homeowners with a reduced down payment. A kickoff meeting to announce details is planned next week, and KNDY will discuss details with representatives on our public affairs program this weekend. Tune Saturday morning at about 7:10 a.m. A wildlife rescue specialist was granted permission to capture a black orphan squirrel for use in education conservation program. An update was provided that Planning and Zoning had approved a rebuild of the Sonic Drive-In, which will be demolished and reconstructed on its current site, with the work to begin soon. A proposed ag complex addition to the south of the Marysville Junior High School complex has also been approved if USD 364 chooses to move forward. The Finance Committee is proposing raising court fees from $65 to $85. Approval was given to move forward developing an ordinance for consideration that would raise the mayor and council pay. The mayor would receive an increase from $2,400 to $3,200 annually, and council members would receive an increase from $1,400 to $2,000 annually. The motion to present an ordinance for consideration passed 4-2, with Todd Fry and Jason Barnes voting no. The city of Washington has discontinued the annual rabies clinic, citing a continued decline in participation. Pet licenses will continue to be due before June 1st each year for each dog and or cat whose owner resides within the city limits of Washington. Pet licenses may be purchased at City Hall upon presentation of proof of current rabies vaccination. Pet licenses are $10 per male or female animal, $5 for each spayed or neutered animal. Licenses purchased on or after June 1st each year are considered late and will be $15 per animal. Failure to obtain a pet license may result in citation. Violators could be found guilty of a misdemeanor. If found guilty, could be subject to municipal court fines and or court costs. For details, contact the City of Washington. Lillian K. Rippey, age 79, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday. Family will receive friends from 5 until 7 at the church. And Darius Fifley, Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Lillian Rippey. Willa F. Robstenak, age 88, of Table Rock, passed away Monday. Graveside memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Check Cemetery, Rural Table Rock, Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Willa Robstenak.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fall City Family Practice reminds listeners that Valentine's Day is here, with hearts, candy, and flowers. This day is much different for many soldiers, so send them a Valentine's card. Fall City Family Practice, specializing in family medicine and general practice. Open 7:30 to 5, Monday 30 to 5.
Here is your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAllergy.com. For Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, for this afternoon, we'll expect to see lots of sunshine throughout the area. Highs will top off close to 55. And winds will stay from the southwest at 5 to 10. And then for tonight, expecting lots of cloud cover across the area as temperatures fall off into the middle 30s. And winds will stay from the south around 5. For Thursday, we'll see areas of patchy fog developing once again early on in the morning. Otherwise, we'll stay partly sunny and highs will top off in the middle 50s. And winds will stay from the west at 5 to 10. And then cloudy skies will continue once again into Thursday night as temperatures cool off to near 16. With a gust north wind between 15 and 35. And then for Friday, expecting lots of sunshine, we'll see highs cool off to near 31. And then for Friday night, partly cloudy skies, lows near 19. For this weekend on Saturday, sunshine, high of 48. Sunshine again on Sunday with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 74 in 1921. The average low, 23, and the record low is 22 below zero in 1905. Sunset this evening, 5:58. Sunrise in the morning at 7:14.
Love is in the air while the goddess of love puts on a show in the nighttime sky. It's our February stargazing guide today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN88 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN88 to 543-543. That's FUN88 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 14th. It's Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, the 45th day of the year. Legendary football coach Woody Hayes and comedian Jack Benny were both born on this day. It seems only apt that the goddess of love planet Venus is the highlight of the evening sky this month. You'll find it sitting low in the west at dusk. In a few days, it should be a glorious sight floating just below a waxing crescent moon. Venus remains prominent in the evening sky through springtime. In fact, every planet is brightening and getting higher. In the pre-dawn hours, Jupiter will be the brightest star in the east, while Saturn is visible with its rings wide open, about 15 degrees high, just before dawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about astronomy, visit almanac.com.
The Nordish Motor Company in Marysville invites you to test drive the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. They have a 1500 model four-wheel drive, 2500 HD models, and the new Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition. Test drive the new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
As Ibuki and the number 13 Jayhawks bounced back at Iowa State, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Udoka Azubuki scored 19 points. Malik Newman had 17, and 13th-ranked Kansas bounced back from a brutal loss at Baylor by beating Iowa State 83-77 last night. LeGerald Vick scored 16 points for the Jayhawks, who are now 20-6, 9-4 in the Big 12. Vick shot 48.4% from the floor and committed just 7 turnovers. This was a game at KU couldn't afford to lose if it hope to keep its quest for a 14th straight conference title alive. The Jayhawks' next three games at home to West Virginia and Oklahoma and on the road at league-leading Texas Tech will likely determine their fate. Kansas hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
At Star Seed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The Kansas City Royals had the most feared bullpen in the majors in 2014 and 15, with Wade Davis, Greg Holland, and Kelvin Herrera helping them advance to back-to-back World Series. That's no longer the case entering 2018. The back end of the bullpen remains unsettled as Royals opened spring training with pitchers and catchers reporting. Herrera led the team with 26 saves last season, but lost his closing job as he battled forearm tightness. Derek Johnson's tenure with the Kansas City Chiefs is coming to an end. The franchise's career tackles leader and a four-time Pro Bowl selection, Johnson will become a free agent when his contract expires at the start of the new league year on the 14th of March. He intends to keep playing. It just won't be in the familiar red, yellow, and white of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action and girls play. Marysville beat Centralia 74-65. Chapman over Rock Creek 47-32. Clay Setter took Wamego 55-39. Hayes beat Abilene 57-37 and Concordia beat Phillipsburg 42-38. Valley Heights girls over Wetmore 58-24. Frankfort down Blue Valley 45-28. Washington County girls over Lynn 55-39 and Axtell took Donovan West 48-31. In boys play, Marysville took Centralia 81-50. Rock Creek edges Chapman 62-58. Wamego down Clay Center 68-51. Abilene over Hayes 66-62. Phillipsburg beat Concordia 67-55. Valley Heights boys top Wetmore 50-39. Frankfort down Blue Valley 60-41. Washington County over Lynn 57-48. Donovan West beat Axtell 58-44.
Marysville Bulldogs scored on the points at Centralia, sweeping a pair on Tuesday. Marysville boys win the nightcap 81-50, scattering 14 three-pointers from five Marysville players, led by Tyler Rader with 17. He had five trays of his own. Gabe Beachel scored 16. Nick Sparks had four trays for a dozen. Brennan Wetter scored 11 as Marysville improves to 14-4, bouncing off a loss at Wamego Monday. Centralia led by Nathan Rempe with 14 points. Panthers fall to 10-8 with the loss. Marysville 81, Centralia 50. Centralia kept fighting back in the girls' match. Marysville prevailed 74-65, led by Sidney Payshaw with 26 points. 13 apiece for Alex Jenner and Sammy Bartle. Sarah Roberts scores a dozen. Lady Bulldogs improved to 13-4. Centralia led by Madison Lager inside with 26. Katie Glotzik had 22. Morgan Kramer finishes with a dozen. Panthers fall to 14-3. Girls' final, Marysville 74, Centralia 65. Both teams back in action on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Yerkin.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Saturday, January 20th, as K-State men's basketball takes on TCU in a throwback game. The Wildcats will be wearing their classic lavender jerseys, and tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Hot dogs and soda will only be $1. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as we take on the Horned Frogs. Go Cats!
Stop and take a moment to enjoy the beauty and sound birds add to your winter landscape. Then start planning and create a bird feeding station to attract more to your gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create your feeding station where you can easily view the feeders and colorful visitors. Place feeders within several feet of your home to reduce the risk of deadly window collisions. Include a variety of feeders and bird food to help you attract a diverse population. And don't forget about ground feeders like juncos, quail, and mourning doves. Provide a bit of shelter from the elements by fastening an evergreen bough to the shepherd's crook above the feeder. Make sure there are trees and shrubs within 100 feet to provide songbirds a quick escape from predators. And avoid low-growing shrubs that provide cover for outdoor cats that kill over a billion songbirds each year. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Lots of people enjoy pure maple syrup, but if you ask this farmer what he thinks of it, well, you'll quickly find out it's not even close to the right type of syrup you need for breakfast. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side-by-side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Joe Todd was 21 years old, he left the family farm in southeastern Alabama. He grew up around sugarcane and syrup making there.
That ended my family making syrup. And when I retired and moved back to the farm in 1974, there was absolutely nobody growing sugarcane and making syrup.
But Joe revived the business, making syrup from cane once again. I asked him how it stacks up against the maple syrup in the northeastern U.S.
That's just water. It's sweet. That's all maple syrup is. It's just sweet water. That's the way we view it down here. We want syrup thick enough to tear up a biscuit when we drag it through a cane syrup.
On Joe's farm, the process of growing cane begins around Labor Day.
We try to plant a half an acre each year. Now, sugar cane is a member of the grass family, and you cut it off about an inch from the ground. It comes back from the root system 5 or 6 years before you have to replant again.
Some of their cane syrup goes to distilleries making rum. Most of the rest of the 2,000 gallons produced each year is sold here on the farm or in local stores. They also use it in the restaurant on their farm. They cut and process the cane, and visitors can see it done if they come here at the right time of the year. Joe says farms have changed a lot when compared to when he began farming.
When I left the farm when I was 21, that's the way we farmed. It was just a pair of mules. We farmed 67 acres.
He still uses mules for some of the work here today. He says it's what he grew up with. It's an interesting place to visit and get a bit of homemade syrup from a sixth-generation farmer. Traveling the countryside in Dothan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your outdated farm structures could be costing you money. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fixing them up is costly, but improvements in energy efficiency will save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better. And thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
good look at the buildings on your farm. If they're showing their age, they may be draining your bank account. Outdated design and technology is prevalent in many farm structures, increasing operating costs. Making improvements to these buildings could save you lots of money down the road. Mark Greenwood is a senior vice president of AgStar Financial Services. He says it's a matter of looking at a structure as an investment and finding a return on that investment.
It could be energy savings. It very well could potentially even be water savings as well. So taking a look at whatever investment they might be making with regards to that overall structure and figuring out where they can help maximize the returns.
Have a professional examination of the flow of people and equipment inside and outside of the building, as well as calculations for both air exchanges and optimal temperature range. One of the top ways to get the best bang for your buck is to work on overall energy savings.
It could be just the overall structure itself, where you replace the roof, also potentially using some type of solar energy as well. Insulation. The other thing would be in-floor heat, geothermal heat that actually creates very energy-efficient environment.
Windows and walls and overhead doors should have double glazing. Weather strip the doors if they don't fit tight enough, because air infiltration is one of the largest heat wasters. If you have animals, machinery, or a shop in your building, install a video surveillance system to keep an eye on everything, or even wireless internet service. Spend a lot of time out there? Adding a bathroom would increase its worth and your comfort. Find more tips for upgrading your farm structures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Retirement auction for Catawpish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot popper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers. Two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded. It is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct the sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYradio.com.
There's a farmer in Missouri who's had such success with grass-fed livestock, he's asked to speak about it internationally. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side-by-side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Sometimes the simple things are truly the best. Greg Judy is a Rucker, Missouri farmer who runs livestock and poultry on leased land and all on pasture.
We do grazing 100%. We kind of pride ourselves that we don't have any equipment. And the neat thing about livestock is, you know, when you use them correctly, they're putting weight on and they're improving the land, the soil, the water, and the quality of our food all in one fell swoop, without using fossil fuel.
Even renting pasture land can be expensive, but not the way Judy does it.
I don't look for good pasture. I look for pasture nobody wants. This last farm we got, 240 acres, it hasn't had animals on it for 50 years. We've only had it for 3 months. It's unbelievable what's happened in 90 days. You can really turn a place around. And I got it cheap. We're talking $8 to $10 an acre a year.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Tyson says the rising cost of freight is starting to put pressure on all of its businesses. That means consumers will eventually feel that pressure in the form of higher prices for its products. The company says the tight trucking market will add more than $200 million to its cost structure this year. Chief Executive Tom Hayes said freight costs has escalated as trucking capacity has tightened nationwide. They expect the cost will continue to rise as companies compete for new truckers and a new federal regulation that comes into play. His announcement was made public with the release of a strong first quarter earning report for Tyson. At the same time as freight costs are rising, dynamics in the marketplace are driving wages higher and pushing up the cost of labor, he said. The higher cost are included in the overall outlook, and he's assuming that they'll recover the majority of the costs through higher pricing. Hayes said that passing the cost through is something they have to do, and ultimately the consumer is going to pay for it at some point. Foreign countries that compete with the U.S. for world market share are increasing their spending on promoting ag exports. Several countries, as well as the European Union, spent close to $1 billion in public funds on ag export promotion in 2016. Subsidies are showing that those countries outspent the U.S. 4-1. That's a 70% increase in competitive public spending since 2011. U.S. public funding for its two largest export promotion programs is about $235 million a year, the real value declining by some 12% since 2011. A study commissioned by the Wine Institute and other ag groups show the public investment from the EU and four European countries will exceed $550 million by 2019. Mark Powers, the chair of the Coalition to Promote U.S. Ag Exports, says that's more than twice what the U.S. authorizes for ag export development under the Farm Bill. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers still on our futures market. March corn is up 0.75 cents, 367.5. May corn up 0.75 cents at 375. March Kansas City wheat down 2 at 472.5. May KC wheat down 2 at 487.25. Soybeans still holding on to some very nice gains. March beans up 5.25 at 1017. May beans up 5.25 at 1027.5. March soybean meal 410 higher at 369.30. May up 440 at 371.10. March bean oil up 20 at 31.77. May bean oil up 19 at 31.97. So all looks well across the soy complex. And unfortunately, Kansas City wheat is having a hard time today. Taking a look at the livestock numbers, they remain mixed, but we'll call it mostly higher. February live cattle up 87 at 127.70. April up 72 at 125.50. Later months are all in the green. March feeder cattle up 82 at 148.10. April feeders up 87 at 150.37. Most all of the later months are up as well. And we've seen some mixed numbers with hogs, but right at the present time, everything seems to be pretty straightened out in the green. February hogs up 15 at 73.50. April hogs up 167 at 71.10. So for the most part, things look good across the livestock complex. We do run into issues with cotton. March cotton is down 83 points at 75.55. May down 51 at 76.89. And taking a look at crude oil, crude is back up now. March crude oil is up 80 cents at 59.99. Make that 81 cents at $60. Even April crude is up 90 cents at 59.92. So some upward movement for crude oil here on Wednesday. February gold is up $26.20 at 13.54.30. And the U.S. dollar index for March is down 0.607 at 88.985. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at Wichita RV.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and they continue to defend the crop insurance program in Congress. I'll be back to talk about that right after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Crop insurance, a part of the last farm bill, has been debated a great deal over the past 5 years. But if you're involved in agriculture, or if you're in Congress and you represent an agricultural community, you have generally been very strong in garnering support for crop insurance. That was certainly the word from the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee recently. Chairman Conaway said he would defend the successful crop insurance program. Well, how successful has it been? The National Crop Insurance Services recently held its annual meeting, and there they learned from Mike Day, chairman of National Crop Insurance Services, the success of crop insurance. He told the group that insurers backed more than $106 billion worth of crops in 2017. That's up $6 billion since 2016. And farmers paid $3.7 billion out of their own pockets for insurance protection. That's a more than 200 $150 million increase from the year before. Day went on to say, today, crop insurance protects around 90% of the insurable land and more than 130 different kinds of crops. Congress made crop insurance the cornerstone of farm policy, and it is important not just for farmers and rural communities, but for taxpayers and consumers alike. But the farm bill discussion is again finding debate on the worthiness of the federal crop insurance program. But when you listen to these numbers, well, as Mr. Day said, it would be a mistake to cut back on crop insurance in the new farm bill. I'll be back with a final word after this message.
This is Tyler Zudick with the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, February 16th at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special bred cow, bred heifer sale, along with our regular sale. Here's some early consignments in the bred heifers. There'll be 40 head of black and black-white faced bred heifers bred to low birth weight black Angus bulls. They start calving 3-1 for 61 days, kosher check. 16 head of red bred heifers, gray-eyed red Angus, start cleaned up, Husker red, start calving 228 UNL. 90 head of black and red white-faced bred cows, 6 years old, broken mouth, and bred to black and Hereford, start calving 215, 75 days, Riley. 55 head of black and red bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, and bred to black or red bulls, they calf 3-1 for 90 days at the part dispersal from Bohotches. 40 head of black and red cows, solid mouth, A-eyed Keneally Conrad, cleaned up with Keneally Capitalist, start calving 221, 63 days at the dispersal of older cows. Studebaker, 25 head of black bred cows, fourth calf, solid mouth, bred to black bulls, they start calving March. Kutzion, our 20 head of red bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, bred Husker Reds, are calving March 15th, UNL. That's this Friday at the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on our website at wallylivestock.com. Thank you.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Determining the number of kernels on an ear of corn and their characteristics is getting easier thanks to simple technology on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleitz. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
An ear of corn averages about 800 kernels. The traditional way to estimate the number of kernels on the ear is to manually count the number of rows and multiply by the number of kernels in one length of the ear. A new imaging machine developed at the University of Illinois can make this task a lot easier, and it provides more information about the corn than can be manually observed. Tony Grift is an ag engineering professor at the University of Illinois and lead scientist on the project. He says the machine isn't fancy, it's more like a tabletop photography studio. The box has a halogen light hanging above it with a spike in the center. The ear of corn is cleaned, put on the spike, and a computer program takes care of the rest.
The computer automatically rotates that corn ear. If you have 17 rows, we take 18 pictures. And then what you do, you import those pictures in the program that I mentioned. And the whole process takes about, 1 minute.
Two cameras controlled by the computer capture information about the ear. It can register up to 16 different characteristics
genetics of each kernel.
The first one we'd like to know is the size. And then you calculate the circumference, and then you calculate the center of gravity, and then you can go further than that. I mean, you can say, what is the major axis of that kernel? What's the minor axis of that kernel? We do something called circularity, which really means how close is that kernel image to a circle.
Grift says they want to expand the idea, maybe even determining the nutritional content of each kernel. They'd also like to work with companies to move on from manual, tedious field measurements to smart imaging techniques. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about kernel imaging at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the recent budget agreement could increase the chances that Congress passes a new farm bill before the end of the year. That's according to one ag economist. We get the story from Rod Bain.
So what is the likelihood of Congress passing a new farm bill by the end of the fiscal year this September, let alone by the end of 2018? One take comes from Texas A&M ag economist Joe Outlaw at a Farm Foundation forum Tuesday in Washington, D.C.
I actually think this bill is going to get done this year. Maybe not quite on time, but I think it's going to get done.
Outlaw's outlook stems from projected monies available to write a new farm bill, which through the recent two-year budget agreement reached by Congress included a boost in farm bill baseline spending overall, and in particular for cotton and dairy programs. Still,
there's not so much money that they're dreaming up new, completely different plans. It's tweaking what we have, trying to add to what we have as best they can.
Outlaw, in addition, also acknowledges farm bill passage could face delays if Congress takes up additional issues between now and September's end. Not to mention midterm elections could take away time from crafting a new farm bill. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
In other news, the American Soybean Association has announced it's hired Ryan Findley as its new chief executive officer. He replaces Stephen Senske, who is now the deputy secretary of agriculture. ASA President John Heersdorfer, an Iowa soybean farmer, says they are extremely pleased to have found someone of Findley's caliber and experience to lead the organization into its next chapter as a first-class commodity organization. Ryan's background of growing up on a farm and working for the Michigan Farm Bureau and Syngenta give him the right combination of life and work experience that will serve ASA well in the coming years. According to Heisdorfer, Findley says, quote, I'm honored to lead a premier policy organization that I've worked with and admired over the years. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates, yes. Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.